morning, everybody. Please stand up. Drop your arms. And once more. Slowly, quietly, fluently. Beehive.
Mm-hmm. position.
This quarter step, is that a good word? You should sing it as if you would, if you stand up from a chair. This feeling, energy rising. So it's not pushing, you're lifting the tone, and the breath, the floor of your breath starts like this. So the whole picture is, you get a little longer, in two directions.
There we go.
Some little problems too. Good. Please take a seat. Today is the day that we will sing in Mass. Loquetur Dominus pacem in plenum suam. Spoken peace on his people and on his saints and on those who converted to him. We have been speaking about the most important word, as the melody shows us the most important word. We have been speaking about the most important tone in a group. I will give you now a third idea, that is, as you know, the liturgical vestments have certain colors for certain Sundays. I would like to ask you if you would give a color to this chant piece, not in red or green or blue, but in choosing one word from the text, which could be color of the whole piece. And it is not necessarily this word which is the most important in the melody. Which word would you choose? Gilles? Pacem. Me too. Me too. And imagine what happens if you're sitting in Mass before everything starts, and you just have this meditation on this only word, Pacem. You drink it, and you let it enter your heart, so you're ready to sing the introit. This is a better way to prepare yourself for introit than, oh, I have to be careful with this celeri there in the second line, because then maybe we are not together. So we prepared ourselves in rehearsal, and so this afternoon we are there. We just have this one word, and let it just come into you. What does it mean to you, this word? What's your, what are your pictures, your desires? What are your... You can do that with every chant piece. And don't think too long, just take the word, and it will give a color to your interpretation. Because if you choose Pacem, then the whole piece will be different than you would chosen if you would have chosen Captivitatem Jacob, the captivity of Jacob. It sounds different. No? So it's an advice. If you like it, try it, and share this with your Schola group too, because as I said, if the day has come that you will sing it, it's the best preparation. Now, Let's see what we can do. You'll sing the whole piece, everybody. And then we will try a version with women only, a version with men only. And let's see what comes out. Okay, there we go. There we go. Don't do this. There's no difference between smaller pause and a bigger pause. And it really gives the form of a piece, divides the whole piece into two sentences. So relax, breathe. Okay? Yeah, do you know, I can hear that you are full of information. You're full of thoughts. You're full of... Oh yeah. Can you forget everything? Can you just sing? Melody to this this sport. I don't know the English word. Maybe I can show it to you. It goes like
bowling.
Bowling, that's the word. And that's the Dutch word for it too. So the note should go like, yeah, da, 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 and then it hits the ball, the whatever it is. Thank you again. I'm learning every day. Note of play is the most important, because if you make this note the most important, we can make the next one softer. If you don't do that, immediately you get an accent on bam. So this last note is always crucial in every situation, because there you can or move forward or move back. So try to sing. Very good. From the beginning. Important. So it's just a little too important. So better would be et super sancto sumus et question mark. Go on. There they come. Different signatures, of course. When I would reduce the melody to one tone, I would say would be the last. The rest is just preparation. There we go. listen to the final result of this short rehearsal. So please stand up. Think about the cathedral. It needs intense, full sound, very direct. And if you feel your neighbor is a little slow, try to move her forward, but not by going away from her, but dragging her with you. You put yourself in a very uncomfortable position. So relax, breathe, sit. I'm sure you will not be too late when you wait a little more. I would like to have more intensity on Pacem in ple. Otherwise, it becomes a little baroque, which is strange in chant, I think. So no, don't sing Pacem in ple, Pacem in ple. But try to sing Pacem in ple. Go to the mat. First performance. I think you should try to sing an in sancto, sanctos, and in pacem, in suam, which is more clear, which is more like
so
not
po, so,
but
So more of the Boston
more to the teeth.
Okay. Yeah,
it should be beautiful, but clear. Yeah. Then some of you are still on the line of relaxing, repeating tones. So this is kind of dolce style. The great danger of that is that you become wrong accents. An accent on noose, which is really wrong. An accent on play bam, which we don't want. Well, you know the other examples. Okay? Let's do it once more. The first is full immediately. Feel that, what will my neighbor do? Will he come with me when I sing? Will he be slow? Will he be faster? Let's try to be together on this moment. You know, that's why people start to sing in a certain meter, because then you don't have to listen, you can just follow the meter, and everybody is together. The extreme example is the army. the quarter jump up needs more energy. I tell that to my choirs in the Netherlands, and I hear it everywhere, so that sometimes it is not, it doesn't go up enough, you know? It is the last big jump upwards which is original. What does he mean by that? Yeah. Because a fifth is already the mirror of the chord. Quarter jump.
Look at what I mean.
There we go. But here especially, keep this sol and fa full of brilliant sound. Doesn't happen at all. You are rehearsing with the sopranos, some kind of theme, and the man has exactly the same theme, and then you come to the man, and you have to start all from the beginning. But here we have excellent singers. Good. They are intelligent, translate the whole situation to their singing. Atineos, this tension, this question mark, who are they? You have to prepare that.
Let
me go. Syllable at. Finish on the last soul. Pronounce it fully. Otherwise, it will become a weak point in your performance. Wonderful, wonderful. The liquescent on tuntur is for the N, of course, but don't make it a weak N. Make it a full and intense N.
Qui convertu.
As we were doing just now in the exercise before. Okay.
Do you, when you talk about finishing the consonant at the end, do you like an alive to be to the ipsum? Or do you end it and then start reading?
I don't know, I have to try that. Just know that you're making the D, that's enough. Yeah? Both groups together. So use this this extra part of the suos. Think of the big cathedral. Your voice is direct. pen and ink. You had to put the pen in the ink, and then I'm of that age. You know? And that's, I'm very happy with that, because you cannot start like that. You have to start very careful, and then you can use the ink. Again into the ink, careful start, and write. Into the ink, careful start. And this careful start, we need that a lot of time in singing, because the body wants something else. The body says, I breathe, and then I explode into the first note. And it's much nicer and much more beautiful when you breathe, and then you build up something. The climax is somewhere in the middle or at the end. Thank you very much. Be seated, please. You have blessed. Help me if I use the wrong English words. Lord, your earth, and you have the yes, and you've taken away the captivity of Jacob. Yes, good enough. Okay, good. Now let's turn to Constitues Eos. It's on page 119. I will give you a paper so that in your free hours You can make the melody reduction, and we can look at it tomorrow. You have more time, maybe you can discuss with a colleague or friend, or what is your solution, so you have a little more time to look at it than if you would do it here. Okay? So here it comes. You will notice that the size of the table is European size. During Mass, before Mass, just look where I'm standing. I will stand on the place where we will sit. And then, if you have no other duties, because we start with the introit, of course. So all sit where I stand, okay? I don't know yet where it will be, that's why I say it like this. Okay, Constituas Eos. We will sing this on Friday, and I hope we have a few volunteers today to sing solo verses. That will be very fun, very great fun and joy. Yes?
When we sing that at Mass, are we doing it the way we just rehearsed it, where?
Yes. So together, loquetur, first verse, loquetur, gloria patri, loquetur. Good? I will give you the tone. All of us. You start.
No.
Good? All clear?
Yes. I have one last reflection on this. You mentioned peace is our operative word. The equator means to speak, right? So, what happens when you speak is the word of God. The word of God is Jesus, the word. So, Prince of Peace, there's this little connection between the word and peace is Jesus, the word of God. So just a reflection.
Good. Good. You already started meditating on the word, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You know, just taste the richness of the text, the richness of the word, and be full with it, and then sing.
Will we practice that again as an act before we go?
If you would like.
I would.
I like to practice till the last minute.
Yeah,
me too. Maybe it would even be good to practice just before Mass. That we have.
Good.
Can we do that? Yeah.
Yes. Because of the acoustics.
Yeah.
Well, don't forget there's a prelude.
No. And who's going to play that?
You'll be here at two loops over here.
No. We will be there in time.
I beg your pardon?
We will be there in time.
So at what time?
When will you start? Yeah. Let's be there 15 minutes before.
At
5.
Wherever you are.
Okay. So then I hope there will be no other people trying to rehearse something. It will just blow them away with our. Okay. So, you will make them princes over all the earth, constitues eos principes super omnem terram, and they will keep the memorial of your name. Memores erunt nominis tui. And the second part, in every age and generation, in omni progeniet generationi. Already in the text, there's a lot of solemnity, dignity, princes of all the world. The same text is in the gradual of this Mass. But here, it even becomes more solemn, more, how could I say? Yeah, solemn is the right word. There are old instructions, 11th century tractates. They say that the offertory should always be sung a little more solemn than the other pieces, which is interesting. After I read this and I tried it, it always worked. So that's this, the theory of what they said, 11th century. When I look at them, so the second was the text, right, the solemn text. The third is, when I look at the melody, big jumps. Look at the beginning of the first verse. That's immense, that's huge. You know that chant, all chant like to move in steps, then this is moving in the biggest possible jumps, almost.
It fits the word there very
well. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And it comes back again and again and again in this melody. This is really a central motive in the whole thing. And big jumps, we never do them quickly in chant. They need time. So we have this old tractate, 11th century, we have the text, we have the big jumps. And when I look at all the things that I added, the St. Gaul news, then you see a lot of pes quadratus, which is this sign, the V, but it's not a V, it's a sign for two notes which are both lengthened, both more important. I often say that these notes are written in capitals instead of normal letters. If you look at the cadence of Generazione, it's all long. We get a lot of information about the tempo in this piece. Although it is not written as molto adagio, or, you know, it's coming from the words, from the text, and from the melody. Yes.
Could you just tell me again, what is the V looking?
Yeah, I will come to that now. So for the people who are not familiar with the St. Gallen Nooms, I have no blackboard here, but I will draw it in the air. We have the group for a normal pes, two ascending notes. The normal pes is like this, around, which shows also the legato way of singing it. If you want to sing both notes a little longer, to make them both important, then you don't write like this, but you write like long, long. We call that a pes quadratus. Pes quadratus. Not important to remember the name, but if you want to know it, it is that. Pes quadratus.
And in the top line, the C, is that faster? Sorry, I remember from last week.
Please wait. Please wait. I come to that. Next time you see on steep is a single note, which is like this, single note, at least an ascending note or accented note. And when you want to make this one longer, then you put the epizema on it. Here, so it is with epizema. Virga note with epizema. So it's not a T, but it's a lengthened note. We have a T, when you look at tera in the second line, there's a letter T above the first group. Tenere, hold on. Tenuto, we say in the normal musical language. Tenuto, so stretch it a little. On constitues S, you see again this virga with epizema and two shorter notes. Just dots, shorter notes. If you want to make shorter notes a little longer, then you don't put dots, but you put like little lines, as you can see at the first two notes of Eos. They are more, they have more, more sound. Then we come to the top note of Eos, and we see a normal ascending note with two dots, together with the letter C, celeriter, fast. This is important information, because I don't sing, I sing, you know this re, this top note? Don't make a big deal about it, it's just fast note. Yes, you're right. Although here they are a little more separated. Yeah. Yeah. But that goes too far for now, I think. On principes, we see this C again of celeriter, and we see, maybe I didn't write it exactly in the right way, we see that you can write it like this, you can make a long tail. And then this tail is above all the notes which belong to the celeriter.
Principes.
Instead of
principes.
People often knew that in going down with the Climacus group, they slow down for some reason. Then on PES, we have a clivis. That sounds funny, no? On PES, we have a clivis. And the normal clivis, two descending notes, is this. If you go down more, then this, the sign changes a little. But here we have. If you want to lengthen those two notes, you can put an epizema on the top of it. And then you have what you see here. That's funny, in St. Gaul, the epizema, you can put it everywhere. Here, 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 here. And when you take it away, then you see the clear picture of the new. Second line, I think no new information. Pes quadratus on super. Omnem clivis with epizema, terram, tenere, memores, a clivis with epizema, erunt, again the same. Next line, nominis pes quadratus again. This time the Climacus group in Tui is slowing down a little. We are coming near the towards the end. That's often a sign for slowing down. And then again we have this virga with epizema, two short notes going down, one note going up, and obvious clivis with epizema at the end. The next group is a torculus, but not a normal torculus, which is like this, but three important ones. Ya, da, da. So it's not the S, it's long, long, long. sing it and you paint it in the air and you feel exactly what you have to do. Progenie test quadratus, G test quadratus, two longer virga notes on Ni, ascending climacus group, slowing down a little. Well, I think that's all we have got. No new information. Someone asked me, how can I do this with my scholar? They just learned chant, and should I combine this now already? Well, I think you can just choose your moment. When you start adding, for example, only pes quadratus signs, normal pes and pes quadratus. Half year later, you add clivis and clivis with episema. They get used to it very soon, and they will find it interesting to have more information about how to sing those groups. I would never give them the graduale triplex. No? We would scare them and they would run away. What is this? No, let's sing this piece. Compared it last year with when you buy a new t-shirt and you feel in the shop if it's a stretch or not a stretch. And if it's a stretch, then it's the episema. So episema is not a double size, not XXL, but just a stretch. That's enough. There's many times I say to my group of monks that please sing it without episemas, just only the notes, and only we know that something extra is written, only we know that. And then it's just enough, you know? And exactly in the end, in the cadence of Generazione, when I come into this climacus with episemas, and I see new groups of episemas, I slow down in a slower tempo, and I slow down in the again slow. But in a way, as soon as you are in the slower tempo, you are in the right tempo, if you know what I mean. So it would be enough to sing. It shouldn't be. Now there is a verse, eructavit cor meum verbum bonum. My heart erupts because of the good word. I will tell about the good works, about my works to the king, Regi Rex. Who would like to sing that? And just to give an example of, I would do that like that. Not to be criticized or just to say, okay, now I'm without my scholar, now I can give the ideal situation. Sister, would you come? On which tone would you like to start? Okay, it's a good point. Don't mind my breathing, the sister said. So if you are alone, then you cannot do this trick of I breathe, he breathes. Together we have an eternal breath. How would you be able to solve this problem? Apart from doing more sports and... How, yeah. Yeah, but I think even then,
yeah,
there might be a problem.
Yeah, am I going to take refuge on the long words?
So you are introducing a secret mode there. Do you know that?
Yeah.
You want it or?
I want it.
Yeah. Okay. So the thing is about solo verse and breathing, that you could solve it by singing faster, so that one line is one breath, and maybe this is a little complicated now because we just saw that the melody with the big jumps wants more solemn tempo. But for example, you could, on the these higher passages, you could maybe fasten a little. Just try to find out that my breath is like this. Can I do in this time this line? If it cannot be done, I would find a place that here our breath, but our breath in a way that everybody will accept it as a musical choice, instead of, oh, now she needs breath. Poor sister. Why not? You break the word, I know. But we have a church and we have an acoustics. Maybe.
What do you think about the cinema?
I think we shouldn't do it. No. Well, that's how the different melodies developed in the centuries. There was one sister, and he introduced the Sidamore more, and then they wrote it down, and it became the manuscript of Pittsburgh. Wonderful, very nice sister. Very nice the way you combined the syllables with each other. There's always a very good combination, last tone, first tone. I don't know if you noticed that. And what was very nice too was the clear sound of the vowels. I like it very much. Is there somebody else who would like to sing this first verse? Okay. I think the Sibamol will ever be there now, forever. And that's how it worked, of course. Somebody said, let's sing Sibamol, and the other one said, okay, I take that. Or, I accept it. Although she didn't want it, she sang it. What I liked very much was the clarity. It was really like a handwriting. See, you're not painting, you're writing. Very nice. What I like very much was the pause that you took after Bono. Did you hear that? It becomes a part of the music. Wonderful. So let's try to make a C instead of C bemol. Could you sit together, sister, the two of you? Thank you.
this tone. Thank you. But hum it in an intense way. And if you think that now I have to take a breath, step out, come back, so that we have an eternal tone going on. And then the two of them will sing.
I've chosen sol now as the constant tone.
And you listen all parents. For us it's important to keep this sol always so that they have something to work on. There we go. Just to feel what the different tones do with this soul.
maybe four will be enough for the performance of tomorrow. And if you have some time, you can just sit together and say that you will breathe here and you breathe there, and you will wait here and you will wait there. So you can try to make a small group for this verse. And if possible, if you have an instrument, just play this soul and hear what the tones do. Okay? Now we'll have the complete performance of this piece, starting from the beginning, with the verse and the lion tone, and going back to the progenie. Great danger of this first sentence is that 2s, that's Latin too, 2s Petrus, for example. And if I don't connect the syllables well, then the people will hear consti, 2s eos. So there's a lot of work to hold the first note of 2 back, and the first note of s, same. And the solution, again, is in the note before. Make it a little fuller, more sound, so that you can make the first note of 2 softer. Climb the mountain than to go down, so then the ascending notes are a little heavier. Good legato. Lesson 1, but we are now at lesson 25. There we go. Said about the longer notes yesterday, they give form to the melody, and that is what we really need here. Memoras? Memoras, is that it? Memoras?
Memoras.
true, then omni is again normal, so faster. Tell the truth, I'm doing a little dangerous experiment because in the Mi mode it's very difficult to find a good bourdon tone. But I would like to give this as an example, and then I just try it and find the note in which they end the verse as the unisono. They end on sol, so I've chosen sol. Yeah. Yeah. Final. Or final and dominant together.
I noticed that in the two places you asked us to write in an epistema, it was a single note before a noon. And that's, at least we're taught that that's a rule. But is that true? Or are there.
A single note before.
A single note before
yeah.
a noon gets a little
yeah.
length.
Yeah. Good. Wonderful.
How are you treating, I guess I was taught to call them quarter bars, just the tiny.
Yeah, pausa minima.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Are we pausing, making a small pause there?
So we are, because I said yesterday that I don't like these signs because they are suggestions for breathing. And as soon as they are there, we think they are some rules and we have to stop there. Have to do. But when we take a slower tempo, maybe this time it was a little too slow, because you were informed by me that it's, for four reasons, this has to be slow. So now we have a real slow tempo. But I think in this case we could make a longer pausa after Eos, after Eherund, for example.
But the one that I was wondering about especially is the fourth line, Generazione.
Yeah, there I would ask the choir. Yeah. That way I would ask the choir with so many singers just to connect it and not to break it. Generazione. Thank you very much. Tomorrow there's room for many questions, and tomorrow and the day after tomorrow there's room for possibility for people who want to sing a piece, maybe a piece which they know very well or a piece which is not in the book. Bring your own gradual and stand here, sing, and hear what we have to say about it. Okay?